Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, more with comedian impressionist Frank Caliendo. He's coming up in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
How many Freudians does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how many.
Two. One to screw in the light bulb and one to hold the penis. Ladder!
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We're going to have the Frank Caliendo Challenge coming up in a few minutes. Frank has no idea what it is or what I'm talking about.
Oh, good.
That's the way you like to do it.
Oh, good.
We like to keep it a surprise where embarrassment and failure is always a possibility.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Right now, we haven't really talked to Christy much.
Down over there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Authorities in Delaware are on the alert for drug use at this weekend's Fish concert.
That is solid police work.
How is this a story?
Fish.
Given that the band's concerts have a reputation for widespread drug use, Dover Police Chief Thomas Johnson Jr. said officers will be vigilant throughout the event.
Well, you don't have to call me Thomas Johnson Jr.
In addition to drug-related concerns, Chief Johnson also warned concert goers to be mindful of thieves, who may try to take advantage of people not paying attention to their phones.
He means
or personal effects.
Tom, no, you. This is your pickpockets.
Yeah.
Alert for pickpockets.
I see, Frank.
You were so early on this.
When the eclipse happened a few months ago,
you got your pocket pick.
No, I told people be on the alert for pickpockets, and they mocked me.
Wait a second.
It got dark for 2 minutes.
You know,
but everybody's
focused. You know
how many pockets
can be picked in there,
and they're looking up. You know, there's a lot of pickpockets. You were just there in the Vatican and Rome.
Barcelona is really bad too.
Oh, trust me, my wife was worried about that.
Me
That's
too.
All she cared about.
Really?
She missed everything. She didn't see anything. She was just looking at our pockets.
They paranoia you about it.
Yeah, well,
Rome, it's really bad. You can the scams in Rome are unbelievable. People put down pictures and they try to get you to step on them. And once you step on them, then they try to make you buy them, saying that you ruined them. And they're like following you, putting them down as you walk.
What the?
Yeah,
I'm going to end up punching a Roman if I go over there.
When in Rome, right?
Did you have the lady that was all made up and dressed, and she wanted to take a selfie with you? And if you took a selfie with her, then she had her little accomplice walk around, and then they were pickpocketing you while you were.
Yeah, we had somebody trying. We were a mark for somebody somebody selling something. It was very similar to that. And then there's another thing where they bring up roses to you, and they give you a rose. It's like you're getting a rose free. And if you take the rose, then they say. It's a $50. You just gave it to them.
Not America sucks.
And then the Pope comes out with a basket and he wants money.
Hey, give me a little cash.
On a really long end.
A little something for the effort.
It's like the old against your will windshield cleaners.
Yeah.
That were
New York City. I don't mind those. They do a nice job. You give them a buck.
Aren't they using crumbled up like editorials to clean your?
By the way,
my urine in a newspaper.
What is it about that fluid that often really smells bad?
It's hobo piss.
Thank you.
How are they climbing up there to pee?
I don't know.
They got in their spritzers.
Haven't you noticed how much it stinks?
No, he's talking about the ones at the gas station.
At the gas station.
Oh, at the gas station.
The squeegee.
Yeah.
You know, they have the squeegee that they got back in 64.
I see what you're saying. There forever.
Falling apart.
Mildew and bacteria.
It's disgusting.
Lightning bug gun.
I've really been cleaning my windshield this summer. I like it. It's my favorite thing to do. You get in there while you're filling the gas up.
Oh, sure, you still do it, but it's they can reek.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what is about that fluid.
I've stopped drinking it.
Why would the cops do a press release about they're looking for drugs?
That's exactly why. They're trying to cut down before it happens. They're trying to nip it in the bud.
Is marijuana legal in Delaware?
But the only cancer that doesn't have marijuana probably is Celine Dion, and that probably does too.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
oh, Celine will get high. Oh, yeah.
Well,
no, I think she's doing whatever she can to be able to keep that voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
she's gargling TikTok. A little bit of a gargle.
Well, for fish, I mean, the good news is if you got it popped at a fish concert, you can make bail before they're done with the second song.
Wait a minute. What Bob family are you from? Well, he got popped over at the fish concert.
I've been learning from Al.
Is that right?
I know all the hip terms, like he's in stir in the who's cow.
Thank you.
That means he's in jail.
Christy?
Prison.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, please, another story.
He's going rogue.
We saw a lot of sculptures in Rome, didn't we? We weren't together, but there are a lot of sculptures in Rome, and they're in the news today. Mark Zuckerberg has unveiled a massive statue of his wife, Priscilla Chan.
What?
The Meta CEO.
Okay, we're getting very close to stuff I do. lots and lots of money.
Commissioned the 7-foot-tall statue from New York-based artist Daniel Arsham in an effort to honor the Roman tradition of making sculptures of your wife.
And I need a rainbow-colored elephant. Life size.
Wow, when you're super rich, I got to admit, though.
Is it beautiful? I haven't seen it.
I thought it was kind of gaudy.
The statue.
It's very odd.
Is it clothed?
Yes.
I can't tell because there's a giant silver dragon in front of it. It's well done.
It sounds gorgeous.
And it's kind of a deep turquoise, dark.
Features blue skin wrapped in a flowing silver garment, according to this story.
It's really pretty cool, I have to
admit. She won't do Avatar cosplay with me in real life, so I had to make this.
It is that color. There it is. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Is that their house? Or?
I would think it's in their garden.
Didn't they buy one of the Hawaiian islands?
You know, actually, that is her encased in some sort of blue.
Oh, it's like the Star Wars thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, carbonite.
Carbonited. Yeah.
I'm very thirsty.
You'll shut up now, won't you?
Yeah, it's also an escape rocket so he can leave the compound when the...
How about that?
Wow. Yeah.
So if you've got billions of dollars, why not?
I can see why Ace considered it gaudy, though. It's ostentatious, that's for sure.
Good work.
It looks like if there was a rich person in a movie, that's what they would have, just to show that they're impractical and kind of silly.
But the photograph of it that I have, she's in front of it.
Yeah.
And she's holding a giant cup of coffee in a bathrobe like, all right, take a picture. The guy's just spent whatever, $1 million on this statue. Maybe
women never appreciate anything.
But when you have $1 billion, spending a million isn't a big deal.
Yeah. Maybe she's like, that's all you
Josh?
Spent?
Josh?
Should have done so much more with this.
She didn't give it a like. Oh, well, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right. That is not a flattering photo.
She could have put a little effort into it.
Yeah.
Looked a little or
he, that is a big robe, looks too.
Like that Fiona, is a big robe.
That's almost that's a half-pumped-up sumo costume.
He could have fallen in love with a better-looking woman, too. Okay? Maybe that's where you should start.
I think she's kind of pretty, but I mean, I think that's really a beautiful sculpture. She doesn't look like she's real happy about it. I'm just kind of laughing at it. Maybe she would have preferred a nice purse.
He can buy a small country. Next time you want to give her a gift, buy her Guam.
The private islanders.
Guam.
Honey, I love you. Here's Puerto Rico. Something along those lines, right?
Oh.
Scientists say they've developed an AI model that can predict different diseases by analyzing the color of your tongue.
This is bold. Oh.
The proposed imaging system can reportedly spot diabetes, stroke, anemia, asthma, liver, and gallbladder conditions.
And if you've recently had a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, yeah. I can tell that.
Especially the green ones.
That is thorough.
COVID-19 and a range of vascular as well as gastrointestinal issues with 98% accuracy.
Wow.
Researchers hope the model could one day be implemented in smartphones as a secure, efficient, user-friendly, an affordable method of diagnosing your own health issues.
Really? Doctors Come everywhere on. Going, ah, damn it!
Well,
they
you either
out
have
the tongue trick.
WebMD has already made our job harder.
Google's already ruined their lives.
Right.
So wait a minute. You've either got liver disease or you just had a great popsicle. I'm skeptical. So we'll see.
I'm sure there is something to be. I mean, that's why they have you say.
But they're not. They're not using it yet, though.
Is that what, why they have you say?
Sure. Yeah.
Look at your tongue.
They're not just perverts.
Now, the Frank Caliendo challenge, I think, did anybody give you the piece of paper?
Yeah, he just handed it to me a second.
Okay, now this is.
He handed it to me upside down. The stupid as I was, I wasn't sure what it was yet, thinking maybe it was part of the Frank Caliendo challenge. And I turned it over, and I was just happy to see it's one of the like five songs I might kind of know.
Oh, all right.
Now, so. We tried this, but the idea of this is we give Frank a song. And he can wade through it as various different people, if he so chooses. It's a classic song. Everyone knows, I think. It's the song is American Pie.
Frank, do you want to choose, or should we shout things out?
Shout things out, as long as I can do them.
Okay.
I mean, it's got to be something in the wheelhouse, otherwise the show goes down. shout them out quickly. Like, one time, I saw some of the... I actually have to apologize to Pat, because... The viral thing that was mini viral thing from last time I was on went out, and then I cut it down so it was mostly me to come from my channel, and I had a little bit of Tom in there, and then Pat was like, oh, the guitar player was great on that. Too bad we didn't see him. I was like, I know you were. I know 100% it was a joke from him, but I felt bad. I was like, when I was doing it, I was like, I hope nobody notices that I've cut this down to basically just be me. And then I got that from Pat. I was like, oh, everybody's going to notice. What a jerk I am.
You're not a jerk.
But I just know coming from my channel, that's where I needed the setup.
Well, people are following you. Yeah.
Yeah, I needed it. Yeah. But it worked better my
way. So Josh, who should he start with?
Oh, I would recommend starting with George W. Sure.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right. Yeah.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Hold on
for the video.
Oh, wait. Oh. How about John Madden takes it from
there? That music. Oh, we already did that. I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance like that Australian break dancer did for a while. But February Reagan. It was Reagan. I mean, Reagan is the Brett Favre of breakdance. Yeah. February made me shiver.
Goldblum.
Wow, with every paper I delivered. bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take wait a second. I'm rhyming step with step here. Take one more step. Yes, of course.
John C. Reilly?
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. Something touched. I'm way off there. Touched me deep inside. The day the music died.
But Charles Barkley.
So bye-bye, Miss American. That's a tough one right there. Throw my Chevy to the levee. Oh, that way off all that diver was dry. And them good old boys with drink. That's, wait, give me something else. That was not hit.
William Shatner.
Ah, them good old boys. Drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This. Try to stay with me, Pat. Will be the day that I die.
How about Morgan Freeman?
Now, for 10 years, we've been on our own. And moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be.
Nicholson.
When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean. And a voice that came from you and me.
Robin. Robin.
Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. What a great call on this one. The courtroom was adjourned, and no verdict was returned.
Ted Knight.
And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy. And we sang dirges in the park. Today, the music died.
Apologies to the great Don McLean. That was Frank Caliendo. That was lovely, Frank. Thank
lovely.
So once again, an A-plus on the Frank Caliendo Challenge. Oh, that was so nice. Made me feel so good. Now, we have time to get one more story out of Christy Lee at the SILAC News Desk.
Do you have a request?
Yes, Christy, do this as...
actually, I do because...
I figured you did.
Drew Barrymore.
Catherine Hepburn. Oh, no, this is a story that... I think Josh will lose his mind. I know this is just makes me so irritated.
Oh, no.
It's about the wedding.
A couple in New York... that's exactly the story I had picked. A couple in New York defending their decision to charge guests over $300 to attend their ceremony. According to Live Now, Nova and Remo Stiles, both 30, were married at St. Patrick's Cathedral in June of 2023.
Nova nice. And Remo.
Yes.
I'm already not going.
It sounds like two Pixar characters.
Yes.
Like lizards and they got to get out of the aquarium or whatever.
And they opted for a less traditional, more intimate wedding day by traveling with their guests to sentimental landmarks around New York City, such as the courthouse, Hudson Yards, a local movie theater, and the One World Trade Center. With room for just 60 guests, the couple did not want to whittle down the list and instead came up with a $333 ticket idea.
All right.
So you got to pay them.
See, I'm a fan of this because that immediately, my invite, my RSVP immediately no. Just
yeah.
No.
Right.
It's easy, I'm out.
Yes.
Though the story went viral with social media users criticizing the couple, the Stileses said the ticket proceeds did not fund their wedding, but instead went to a foundation that will help couples struggling with infertility. They added that a year later, they have no regrets. By the way, that they did this. They added this later, that they had no regrets the way they did
that
it.
That infertility angle sounds like quick damage.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of wondering. Right? But still, people don't want to go anyway. Do everybody a favor, elope.
Yeah, have your own day. Right. Go do those things.
You want to get in a bus and go look at their favorite movie theater? Well, there's a movie theater. That's nice. Looks like every other one I've ever seen.
Is it a party bus situation or are they just taking the train together? What is this?
No, I think they did have a bus.
I'm a guessing.
Yeah.
How odd, too. Hey, this is the movie theater where we saw Bad Boys 2 on one of our first dates. Now off to the site of 9/11.
Yeah. How romantic is that?
You weirdos.
I got a handy there from her while looking at the carnage.
Like, I cry at weddings. Don't make me cry at this wedding.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I'm already emotional on that day.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, look, that's where they shot Home Alone 2.
No. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Now, Frank, I have been asked And I have done some wedding ceremonies. You become the so-called officiant. Mm-hmm. And we just had another guest who just recently did that. A great comedian who was, for some friends, asked him, now, have you ever been asked to do a wedding? I know that you do a lot of private events, if you will, as a comedian.
No, I've never been asked to do a wedding. I think that would be...
As Ronald Reagan?
I knew it was coming. See, I mean, can you imagine?
Wait. I'm just getting warmed up. Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
That's the worst Ronald Reagan I've ever heard.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.